At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
If you've ever wanted your house to stand out in your neighborhood,
yes.
There's a way to do that, Bill. There's a way to do
and
that.
And I know what you're coming. Do it, Jake. I know where you're going with this.
If you want to have the beacon of the neighborhood, your house
yes,
be that. Halo Custom Lighting is how you do that. They use gemstone lights. It's incredible.
Gemstone.
They have 1,000+ ways you can have your lights displayed on your house in terms of colors and schemes and how it's operating. You want this. It brightens up the house. It makes the house stand out, and it's wonderful. Bill has it on yours. I have it on mine.
When I got home last night and the lights were on, it just made me so happy. And right away, I said, hey, Laura, let's flip over from this to this. We went blue last night because I like the blue on the snow.
We went blue last night. Play around with it.
But there's also, you can change everything, every other light. And it's going to be the point, Jake, where if you don't have them, you're missing out. You're going to be kind of the fool of the neighborhood.
Wow, now you're talking about me.
Yeah, you're going to have to get these, Steve. I'm telling you. Get a hold of these guys. Halo. Wow.
HaloCustomLighting.com. Kylan was the one who put our lights up.
Oh, he's awesome. Good.
Kylan.
Yes.
H-A-L-O, CustomLighting.com. Check them out today. Remember Bullygate from about 12 years ago
in
the NFL?
Big. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito, the Miami Dolphins, Mike Pouncey also in this as well. Well, for some reason, there was a journalist for ESPN that said he followed Jonathan Martin for a full year. This past year to kind of get updated on his life, what he's doing, and get more just kind of a closure.
Stanford grad, is that right?
That's right. Get some closure on Bullygate. And this whole column is, you know, it talks about Martin and how he has overcome the Bullygate, which he also said was kind of overblown. He said it was never really bullying in Miami.
Okay, here's what he said. I never believe this is Jonathan Martin. I never believed for a second I was being bullied.
And yet it was called Bullygate. Yeah. Incognito got big ramifications from this as well. Was he suspended?
He got suspended. Okay, ramifications. How about this? Suspended for half the 2013 season and all of the 2014 season.
That's big ramifications.
Okay, how much do you think that cost?
That's a lot of money for Richie.
What do you think it cost him in terms of reputation?
A ton.
When this was big news, Bill, in 2013.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. it was wow.
He says, I never believed for one second it was bullying.
Once again, the quote from Jonathan Martin, put yourself back into 2013, 2014, and how big this scandal was.
That was with you, Jake.
It was annoying is what it was.
I never believed for a second that I was being bullied. It's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years. Thank you very much.
He went on to say he thinks he's an alpha as well. I like that.
Incognito was suspended. This is Richie Incognito. Well, but Bill would agree. One of the top five maybe offensive linemen ever played for Nebraska.
Love
you'd
Richie.
Have to sell that a little bit, but he was a great
About
football
a 10-year
player.
About a 10-year career?
Yeah.
I was only with him for a spring. Then that's when he transferred to Oregon, and then that didn't work out. But
hold on. Suspended by the Dolphins in 2013 after reports that he bullied Martin to the point where the latter stormed out of the team's cafeteria. Okay, the NFL investigated. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL investigated. And found that Incognito, Mike Pouncey, and John Jerry had all been engaged in bullying Martin. The NFL investigated and found that it occurred. Just remember what Martin just said, that there was no bullying. So Richie was suspended for half the 2013 season, half, and the entire 2014 campaign due to the scandal. So this is what Richie says. This is what Richie said on X, Twitter. Martin couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit, and his mom blamed me. Legacy Media pushed this narrative long and far. True. Too bad it was all a lie. They lied to protect his money. He quit. The team had every right to claw back that money. His mom started the bullying narrative with ESPN and Adam Schefter so that the Miami Dolphins wouldn't go after his signing bonus.
But the most odd part is what? That it was investigated.
Right.
That's
correct.
The part because they're saying
by the NFL.
So now if Richie wants to push back and obviously counter, like sue,
Richie has retained attorneys. So I know that for a fact.
So he has that, but the NFL is going to be like, well, we researched this and we found cause. I mean, they had to find something, right? Or is it just now? Is it going to be a retraction of what and Martin's like? I did tell you this.
I'll see you in court.
But I didn't see it. That means that this thing's far from over.
I'll see you in court.
This is not one of those deals where everyone's like, I'm just glad that we cleared the air.
Sean was going to interview Richie. Richie had agreed to an interview, and then he shut it down because his lawyers said no. He's retained. He's lawyered up. You're right, Bill. This isn't going away, and it shouldn't go away.
No, if there was lies, I mean, there's the truth is always somewhere in the middle, but it just sounds like
true.
I mean, a year and a half.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. You're talking millions and. At that time, Richie was where was he ranked at as an offensive lineman? Pretty good.
He's a Pro Bowler several times.
Yeah, so I mean, so it wasn't like
four-time
Pro Bowler.
So it wasn't like he was just kind of hoping to make the team.
No. So Richie
still played with the Bills going forward and the Raiders. So he was not done with the league. He just had a year and a half. He didn't play football.
Man, but in the NFL, a year and a half—that's insanity. How much time that is.
Yep.
Oh, my. You don't get those times back. That's it.
So, Bullygate, kind of a sham, it sounds like, 12 years later.
That story is going to blow up. There's going to be so much more into it. And that's going to bring back the others, right? Ponce, and who was the other, the third?
Yeah, John Jerry was the other guy in there.
And so, they'll also... Did they get suspended at all?
I don't remember. I don't think they did. It was Richie was the main culprit. They said those guys were involved, but it was Richie got the suspension out of it.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. I thought, again, as a Dolphins fan 12 years ago, the story was very annoying. It really was.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking? This is the NFL. I mean, it's football. Like, it's a tough sport. Of course, things get said that you regret saying. That's athletics, though. Things are always said. And so now it's saying that his mom was trying to cover for this for Jonathan Martin.
Yeah, Richie was a target. He was a good target. I mean, because Richie.
Of course he was.
Richie's Richie. I mean,
yes.
So many things will come out of this, but when you just hear it just as it is, it makes sense.
I know.
It really makes sense where it's like, hey, listen, we just walk away at that. It's signing, but all this money's gone. Or if there's a different narrative to it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, bullying is real,
right?
And so Richie fits that bill. You don't want to push back on bullying like there's no such thing. Oh yeah, there's such thing.
Oh God,
whether it happened or not, don't know that.
Right, and then that's a gray. There's a lot of gray in that conversation too, right? Because what?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
I would interpret as bullying somebody else might not, right? And then you have to, like Jake said, you got to factor in the setting. Football's rough. Rough stuff gets said every day. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough deal.
So there's your update on Bullygate. Maybe not such a thing after all, but 12 years later. Speaking of that, though, it's time to play the game show. Give us a call, 464-5685. Today's topic is offensive lineman related. How about Hall of Fame offensive lineman? I will give you the description, the years they played, their accolades. You tell me who that person is.
I'd rather see a name the names, then we could say what team they played for. I'd enjoy a lot more. Can we change the
I cannot change the way it is listed here. But okay, I think we will get several. I'm not saying we go all four.
You don't
four
change, I'll throw a pizza against the window.
I wish you would.
That was incredible.
If you think you know your Hall of Fame offensive lineman,
this is rough.
Call us up right now. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open. Call us 402-464-5685. We don't talk about offensive linemen very often. We're trying to give them their kudos today.
I like this, but I wish it was... I think I'd nail it if you named them and then what team do you play for. I'd be...
For me to somebody's calling now. If you think you know your Hall of Fame offensive lineman, I will give you all the accolades, the teams they played for, and the time frame. I just need the name of that person.
Huh. Accolades.
These are accolades. Great players that are NFL Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
Jake
HOF.
Jake has a very interesting vocabulary. Yeah. Accolades.
You use that
I
word.
I will give you the accolades.
Okay. We have... It's a proper word.
It is.
What should I have said instead of accolade?
It's fine.
Okay. We have Alex. Alex, how do you feel about Hall of Fame offensive lineman today?
Ooh, I was going to sit this one out, but so.
Well,
you're not sitting out now.
No, you're not now. You're lost.
Here we go, Alex.
And we can track this call, too.
Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip.
Really?
Alex, first question to you. What Hall of Fame offensive lineman was a center for 13 years with the Steelers from 1988 to 2000, earning 6 All-Pro selections and 7 Pro Bowl berths in his career?
Before my time.
From 88 to 2000.
I don't know.
Okay. Give you the horns, dude.
We're good. We can pass.
13 years with the Steelers.
It's not the one. I
think we just have to
he's
pass.
He's not the all-time great, so I'm going to pass.
That'd be Dermonte Dawson. Remember that name at all?
Yeah.
Very good player.
I do remember the name, but I never would have gotten it. Yeah.
Okay. 0-0.
This is gonna be
fun
tough.
Game, Jake.
It's the first question, Bill. This could change.
Right.
What Hall of Fame offensive lineman was a guard for the Redskins for 11 years from 81 to 91, earning 4 Pro Bowls and 4 straight All-Pro selections?
It's one of two, right?
I don't know. Shoot your shot, it's big either. Man.
He's on the Hogs. The Hogs. Part of the Hogs line for the Redskins.
Yeah. One of those two.
Can we do this?
Yeah, that'd be Bill helping you here.
One of those two.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Can we just use Bill?
Yes.
Do it, Bill. This is your shot now.
It's one of two. I'm just...
5 seconds. Five.
I'd go with it. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you. Four. This is your shot. I'm not going to tell you.
Three.
I think I'm wrong. I'm just going to say it. Russ Grimm.
Brilliant.
Russ Grimm is correct. What was the other name he had, Bill?
So Joe Jacoby.
So proud of it.
And he would have been a good...
Good job. Never would have gotten
1-0 lead.
I mean, I never in a million years.
This game's great, Jake.
Hey, you got it right, Bill.
He's peacocking around now.
He is. All right.
Good job.
Alex, down 1-0. What Hall of Fame offensive lineman was a guard for 12 years from 2001 to 2012? 5 years with Seattle, six with the Vikings, one with Tennessee, six All-Pro selections, and seven Pro Bowls. Very good.
I don't know his first name, but his last name is Hutchinson.
Brilliant.
Steve Hutchinson, Michigan grad.
Oh, wow.
Steve
Hutchinson. We're in big trouble.
Big trouble right now.
Okay, you can't
we're
use
tied.
Bill.
I'm out.
This is all you.
No, this is trouble. I've not known any of these.
Really?
I don't think
you know
so.
Hutchinson?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
This is for the win, Sip. Bill, can I help you? What Hall of Fame offensive lineman was a guard for 14 years, two with the Chargers, 12 with the Dolphins, from 67 to 1980, earning six All-Pro selections and five Pro Bowls?
Larry Little. Bam.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Bam. And we got
we'll take that win.
We got three out of four questions right today in offensive linemen. It's not
Grim.
Bad. Alex, nice try. We'll get you a bagel and a coffee, but thanks for calling and calling down the road.
Hey, shut up, Sip.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
He lost, and he still said, shut up, Sip.
Can he do that? Can he legally do that?
Come on. I'm obnoxious.
I got to thinking about that. Remember the movies? We talk about where Trace, when you had to, hey, keep him on the phone. We're going to try to trace the call. And the phone would pick up, and the FBI would be there. Keep him on the phone. Keep him talking. Keep him going like that. All of a sudden, I've got to always hang it up. Just short. Oh, so close.
Okay.
Now they know within 1 second.
I think Bill could get this on the dot, potentially. This is a tiebreaker, Bill.
That's a lot of pressure, Jake.
It's a gettable number. How many straight Pro Bowls did former Husker and Hall of Fame guard Will Shields have in the NFL? How many consecutive Pro Bowls did he make? I will not tell you how many seasons he played.
There's a number that popped in my head.
Nine.
Sip. Over 12. Under nine. You said 12?
12.
Well, brilliant.
14 seasons, 12 Pro Bowls. He never missed a game. 224 games
never
played.
Missed a game.
He never missed
never
a game.
Never missed a game.
In 14 that years. That's insane.
That's incredible.
Just how lucky I was to be here when he was playing. Oh, yeah.
What years was that again?
With that, his last year would have been about 93.
Early
90s. Yeah, he was incredible. And an incredible human also.
I can't imagine an offense, you know, anybody, let alone an offensive lineman, missing a game.
Never missed a game. 12 Pro Bowls.
12 Pro Bowls out of 14 years.
And not your prototype height. I mean, he's 6'2". Maybe
guarantee he played hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Guarantee he played some games where it was close.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guarantee
we should call him
it,
the Iron Man.
Yeah.
He should be the Iron Man.
I thought that was his nickname.
That's Cal Ripken. We should make
that. Imagine that, year two. Here comes up Cal, Iron Man, Ripken.
Hey,
year two.
They knew ahead of time he would be the Iron Man.
Couldn't you almost guarantee that Shields played hurt a few times?
Oh, God. I could imagine what he played with. I get him. What I've always talked about up front, you're putting hands on people every day.
Collisions.
Hands on people, collisions,
hardcore.
Repetitive shots to the head.
Oh,
yeah, it's brutal.
That's a dude.
Yeah, incredible.
When we come back in hour three, a look at some transfer portal classes in college football. Yes, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.